It's time to join Stuart Higgins to find out how the space race spawned the camera phone.
What happens when the science and technology of space comes down to Earth? Welcome to Down to Earth from the Naked Scientists, the mini-series that explores the spin-offs from space technology that are being used in life on Earth. I'm Dr. Stuart Higgins. This episode, we're talking about how the need to make better cameras for spacecraft gave us camera phones and selfies. In the 1990s, at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California, physicist and engineer Eric Fossum and his team were working on the problem of digital cameras for satellites. For years, satellites have been beaming back some of the most spectacular images of our universe, but the current technology was proving problematic. At the time, early digital cameras used charged coupled devices, otherwise known as CCDs. In a CCD, each pixel is effectively a tiny square of the material silicon. A voltage applied to the silicon pushes out charges, leaving a charge-free region at the surface. If a photon of light strikes this area, it generates an electrical charge. By varying the voltage between adjacent regions, this packet of charge is passed along the row of pixels until eventually it's read by a circuit that converts the charges into a digital signal, which is used to make the digital image. And while this technology is great for its high sensitivity, it was causing space scientists problems. The sensors used a lot of power and were sensitive to radiation that could cause noise in the images. The scientists wanted a way to reduce the required power supply and radiation shielding to make the spacecraft lighter and therefore easier to get into space. So Eric and his team set about developing a new technology called active pixel sensors. Rather than passing the charges from each pixel along a line, every pixel in an active pixel sensor has a tiny circuit built into the back of it, which converts the light directly into a digital signal. These digital signals can be read out in parallel more quickly than in a CCD, and the overall circuit needs less power to operate. The sensors could also be manufactured using the same production lines as silicon microprocessors, enabling cheap production. Cheap, low-power image sensors were initially used in webcams, but it was the advent of the camera phone that really allowed them to take off. The technology was spun out into a company led by engineer and entrepreneur Sabrina Kameni, one of the team from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. It's been licensed to major image sensor manufacturers and advanced to the point where a smartphone in our pockets can now produce broadcast-quality video and images. The ability to readily take photos has revolutionised the modern world, perhaps epitomised by the Oxford Dictionary's 2013 Word of the Year, selfie. So that's how developing better cameras to put on satellites for space exploration led to the low-cost, low-power image sensors that are used in many of our modern devices. That was Down to Earth from the Naked Scientists. My name is Dr. Stuart Higgins, and you can find more episodes online at nakedscientists.com/downtoearth.
So next time you see someone taking a selfie, you know who to blame. Thank you, Stuart. And next time on Down to Earth, Stuart finds out how technology developed to look for life on Mars is now helping bomb disposal experts back here on Earth.